How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Once again, your song of the day from 1978, Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate.
Hot Chocolate.
464-568-5. 1 is bad, 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers song of the day.
Heyman, is Hot Chocolate in the Hall of Fame? I believe they are.
Maybe in the Hot Chocolate Hall of Fame. I don't know what to say. No, I've never heard that song.
Oh, you never heard it?
No.
I've heard it. It took me a while for it to kind of resonate with me. And at first, I got to go, I don't know what this is. Then it's like, okay, hang on. This is Hot Chocolate.
If yes. I heard it, it's just, yeah. It was in the background.
But for me to say that I've heard it 1,000 times, no.
No, I mean, I don't think
I've ever. I remember Hot Chocolate.
I've heard it once before. Yeah. That. I heard it at a tailgate last Sunday when I was at the Chiefs game. I said, that sounds pretty good.
Hot Chocolate.
I was jamming to it at a tailgate.
Somebody had that on a tailgate? Yes.
And it sounded good.
Yeah.
Well, I bet that sounded good.
It sounded good.
And the cold, too. Your creativity is super high. 1978, obviously, better times.
Better times.
Yeah, Tony, I just got back from L.A. You think it was not better times? I could go 8.356.
It's kind of a low-key, potential, soft walk-up song. I'd be intrigued if I'm walking in and that's playing. I'm like going, I'm kind of doing one of these. Like, all right, here we go. 80001.
Ooh, same page.
80001.
Too much on the same page.
I guaranteed that Ben had never heard that song.
Yeah, no way.
Correct?
No, never. I'm going to say it's because of that. Ben's going to be a 6'2".
7.7.
All right, Ben's coming around. Ben's becoming an old soul. How about that, Ben?
He's a 7.7.
Yeah. Surprise there.
Yes.
I thought 5.2 was about right.
Yes.
Ben gave it a 7.7.
We'll take that. You guys are in the eights. He was 7.7.
Yeah, very good.
Some ratings here on a song I know I've never played. I've only heard that song once before.
There's no way.
Sandmaster and KC, 7.4. Bill and Bennett, 4.25. Joe and Boulder says, let's go, 9.45. T and Davies says, 10. Proud you went to the vault of some classic funk there.
Funk.
Believer, yes. 2. Sarah on East Campus says, I'm vibing that one. 7. Nice. Husker Mike in Waterloo, an 8. The Bandit, 8. Gator, 8.91. Old Dad says 0.1 on one.
Wow.
Pete in Chattanooga, why would he be listening to this show?
Why would he be listening?
Odd.
5 on that one.
Pete.
And Ron, 3.3. I don't see... You know, who in Columbus? I don't see him in Columbus right now, so I can't say it. Can't call it out.
Just keep going. Keep going.
Downtown Scott says 8.2.
Where is you know who?
Yeah,
It's not available. I don't see the weather.
The weather has him down.
Columbus? You think it's like this in Columbus?
I bet it is. I think it's covered. I think it's blanketing the state.
Is it?
I think it is.
Corey.
Is it?
Corey.
That is your song of the day. Again, the song of the day is Everyone's a Winner by Hot Chocolate.
Everyone is a winner. Everyone is a winner. Think about that.
No, they're not.
Moral victories. Yeah.
You're a winner, Steve.
No.
Yeah, you're a winner.
I don't feel like one sometimes. Thank you, though.
It is time for a football facts Monday on Bill's Thrills. Let's fire. Oh, hang on. Let's fire.
Come
it
on.
Up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, yeah.
Is this going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach, but But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. Bill, it's a Football Facts Monday. What do you have today?
Week to week, it could get bleak. Ooh. Week to week, it could get bleak. It's so amazing. My praise for the elite. My praise for the elite. And then also, how many times you just go, I don't know what happened there. That team looked so good last week. And now, what is this? It is so hard to have your team ready to go every week. It's brutal. It's absolutely brutal. And I mean, I guess obviously the NFL has a lot more games, but it is so. My respect for Oregon at 11-0 is just, and so, oh, I really didn't play anybody. Just try playing it. Just
that's
try.
Not true. They've played people.
They played some people. They played Ohio State. Some people always said they always kick back to the schedule like that. Indiana's 10-0. It's not like, well, the culture here has always been so strong. How could they not be? Nope, they were 3-9 last year. They were 3-9 last year.
He's done a remarkable job.
I mean, and again, someone says, yeah, look at their schedule.
No.
That's right, but you know,
come on.
You know how easy it is to have a clunker? And they had a clunker against Maryland. They turned it over three times in the first half, and they won by like 25 points.
Got to pull the way.
I mean, unbelievable. Army's 9-0.
God dang, they're still undefeated?
Army's 9-0. Army's 9-0. Oh, by the way, if someone asks like that, who do you think the best group of five team is?
Who is it?
I don't think it's even close. It's Tulane.
Boise?
Nope, Tulane. I'm taking Tulane.
Shut out Navy 35-0.
35-0
on Saturday.
They'll be playing Army in the AAC championship game coming up.
So what would you say about the defensive coordinator for Tulane right now that blanked Navy?
It's incredible.
Shut them out.
They're playing such elite football right now. I mean, they really are. Tulane is playing really well.
What kind of coaching job is that, though?
Hey, guys. Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CIGARSinternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
So, well, obviously, the coach left, I believe, Troy to go to, I'm almost sure.
Tulane.
To Tulane, which is, okay. And then Tulane left, went to Houston. Willie Fritz went to Houston from there. He's probably kind of kicking himself right now. He probably wishes he's probably still sitting in Tulane because they were still, you were making decent money. Now you made way more money at Houston with a lot more upside in recruiting. You're in the Big 12. So it makes sense.
Don't forget Tulane, by the way, almost beat K-State this year. They should have beat K-State in Tulane.
If they win that right now, that the mayhem would be it'd be unreal with where they would be. So
interesting.
I love Tulane. BYU 9-1. They lose on a crazy play. The ball bounces off someone's helmet. They throw a pick. They played with fire last week and somehow pulled it off.
It's Utah.
But it's really hard. So they lost to a 3-6 team. That's what they lost to. At home, BYU is a brutal place to play. Crowd is insane.
That's a tough win for KU.
It's insane.
Lance. How do you go in there and win? I thought they'd lose for sure. I was like, they're going to lose this. There's no way they're going
to
pull this
off. It could get bleak.
Yeah, it was bleak. And where's that? Where is BYU? Where's that located?
What's that? Provo.
Provo.
Incredible place to play. Washington. The University does talk about Washington. On the road, they're 0-5. At home, they're 6-0. 0-5, 6-0 at home. Listen to their road games. They had to fly to Rutgers.
Lost.
It's like going to Ireland. They had to go to Iowa. Loss. They had to go to Indiana. Again, two of them are three time zones. Then they had to go to Penn State for a while. And that was another time zone.
Jeez.
Three time zones.
Jeez.
Imagine having to go to those four teams on the road. And they beat none of them. They outplayed Rutgers. That's the only team they outplayed. Iowa crushed them.
Yeah, they did.
Iowa crushed them. Indiana crushed them. Penn State crushed them. Then you watch them. I'm watching them. They're really good.
Who they beat this week?
They're not a bad team.
They beat UCLA on Friday night.
UCLA on Friday night.
31-19.
Right. I was tracking.
Okay, how hard is it to be? Like I said, how hard is it? Georgia's got two losses. Alabama and Ole Miss. And Ole Miss beat the heck out of them. They've also got a couple of clunkers. And they have against Mississippi State and one against Kentucky 13-12. They've got clunkers in there also, and they're probably a top four team.
And they beat Tennessee.
Probably a top four team.
Put 31 on them.
Yeah.
On a great defense.
A great defense.
With the 50th ranked offense, I can't pick games. I guarantee Tennessee would win that game. Don't listen to me.
You did guarantee
Don't listen.
That.
Don't listen. Listen. Breakers, don't listen to my picks.
Unless it's basketball.
How hard it is. Ole Miss loses to Kentucky. Ole Miss loses to Kentucky and LSU. And they could be possibly the best team.
Ole Miss.
You want Ole Miss, possibly. Defensively playing really well. Offensively, Dart playing really well. Really good play caller. I mean, all
are
the way around.
In?
Yeah, when you watch all the way around.
Are they getting in?
Right now, they'll be getting in. But it's going to be, like I said, there's a few more things that have cleaned up in the SEC. If the SEC played nine games like everyone else does conference-wise, it wouldn't be near as complicated. But it's going to be very complicated because of it. Alabama, they've lost to Vandy and Tennessee. Do you want to play Alabama? Not real bad.
They're trending up.
Not real bad.
Milrow's going again.
They had it going like that. And then Notre Dame. Notre Dame's got one loss.
Yeah.
One loss.
They're just killing teams.
Defense.
Do you want to play Notre Dame? I mean, Notre Dame, USC, I'll be shocked if that's not Notre Dame doesn't win that by 24.
Really?
I really will.
They have been crushing teams.
Lincoln Riley, the word on the street is he's trying to get out of the Notre Dame series.
I don't think you can get out of that. That's like
hard to do.
Hard to do that one. There's
good certain, luck, Lincoln.
That'd be like, yeah, all of a sudden Alabama.
He's saying we are playing the Big Ten. We don't need Notre Dame, too.
Yeah.
And then you know what the word on the street is?
What's the word?
They're doing that to pressure Notre Dame to get in the Big Ten.
Ooh.
If teams start backing off playing them, they don't have a schedule. What are you going to watch all Notre Dame play a bunch of ACC schools?
I kind of agree with that. But it's so hard week to week. It could get bleak. To have your team ready to go. You saw what happened at Oregon like that. Someone goes, and right away, my first thought of Oregon was, now they got it done. It's night game at Wisconsin, and they got it done. Oregon has not been completely stellar on defense. They've been solid, but not. And Wisconsin had 212 yards.
Yeah, they didn't. They scored three in the second half, and Phil Long goes out as the offensive coordinator.
Boom. Yeah. Done.
Scored three in the second half. They got outscored 10-0 in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin. But still, I give kudos to Wisconsin.
Yeah,
they hung around.
Absolutely.
And you're exactly right. Your profession is brutal. When I'm critical of Nebraska, it's not out of disrespect. Right. I respect what you have to do. It's really hard. I don't know how you do it. Those games are hard. I mean, it's hard to win.
Yeah.
If you're just an average team, especially. Hell, it's hard to win if you're a really good team like Tennessee. I thought Tennessee beat Georgia.
And it didn't. I had a chance to watch that game pretty close, especially second half.
What'd you see?
That's back to the quad TV in second half right there. Georgia just beat the crap out of them.
What the hell? I mean, I thought Tennessee had a really good defense.
Beck looked like Heisman Trophy winner.
I don't get it.
Yeah, it was between the hedges. That was at Athens.
I don't care. It's not a hard place.
They couldn't get any balls down the field. Tennessee could.
What's his name?
Couldn't get
Yamaliva.
Yeah. Could not get any.
Can't throw it downfield.
Like, he can throw it. They didn't just throw it accurately. He can throw it. He's got a big arm, but he just didn't throw it to the guy.
No, he doesn't.
That is Bill's Throws. Hour two when we come back. Can Nebraska get over the hump with two games to go? 5-5. Next, an early break in the ticket.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico. How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.